I'm Ross Reynolds. One of my most outstanding memories from working at KUOW was in 1999. The World Trade Organization held its annual ministerial meeting in Seattle. President Clinton and other dignitaries from around the world came here that November to advocate for the cause of free trade agreements. But many people were skeptical. They worried about how trade affects the environment and labor. They came to Seattle, too, and clogged the streets on the morning of November 30th. There were several days of street clashes, which shut down the opening meeting of the WTO ministerial conference. There was a curfew placed on downtown. There were injuries in the melee, but fortunately, no deaths. KUOW staff and volunteers worked nonstop in hazardous conditions to report on the events. Here's what it sounded like if you were listening to KUOW on November 30th, 1999.
Please form a chain around the Delegates Hotel, the Roosevelt Hotel. Please join our barricade.
This is KUOW. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. It's 9:04. WTO demonstrators have blocked off most intersections in the vicinity of the convention center this morning. Sam Eaton is at the protest outside the convention center. We're going to talk with Sam Eaton now. Sam?
Yeah, hi, Ken.
Where are you? What's going on there?
I am at 7th and Pine right now. It's right in front of the Pacific Place shopping center. The Roosevelt Hotel is here, where evidently a lot of the delegates are staying. They're forming a human chain and preventing any of the delegates from leaving the hotel. Several of the delegates have actually been circled by protesters. The atmosphere, though, is still one of festival, a lot of dancers.
We're going to go very quickly now to KUOW's Jason Parr. Jason, where are you?
I'm just up the street at the Paramount Theater. The police have set up the Metro buses here surrounding the Paramount Theater, and they have them parked bumper to bumper as a barricade. And it's a pretty good barricade. As a matter of fact, some delegates from several countries have tried to get through the Metro buses to get to the convention center, and they've been turned away as well. So again, all the delegates up here are walking around trying to find a way into the Trade Center.
Let me go to our reporter, Sam Eaton, who has an update on what's going on downtown. Sam Eaton,
yeah, you just, hi, Steve.
Police just acted with tear gas?
Yeah, at the the entrance to Pike Street, the police shot tear gas or sprayed tear gas, pepper spray, into the crowd, sent them dispersing. Evidently, I talked to some of the protesters. There wasn't anything that provoked it. One of the protesters said he couldn't even understand what the police were saying through their loudspeaker. You need water for your eyes.
Keep your head straight back. Here.
Been a lot of things going on. We're going to go downtown first to Orlando de Guzman.
Ken, I'm at the corner of 6th and Union. And right in front of me here, about 3 feet away, there's a group of protesters who are now bound and have been arrested. Police are doing mass arrests right now. There are at least a dozen arrests. The police are asking me to move away now, but okay. They have a very thick phalanx of police officers right now. They're pulling people away. I hear people screaming. They say their eyes hurt. It looks like people are in pain.
Metro Transit has just told us that for safety and security of Metro Transit customers, Metro has now temporarily suspended bus service through downtown Seattle. Buses bound for downtown from the south.
That's Detective Hughes Rick of the Seattle Police Department. Let's go now to Downtown Seattle Association spokesperson Lucinda Payne. How are you today, Lucinda?
Hanging in there.
I bet you are. Where exactly are you?
I'm in Westlake, right at 5th and Pine.
Well, what is happening to downtown Seattle businesses? Is this all a good thing or not?
Well, we feel strongly that it's good that people are speaking their piece and getting their message out. It isn't a good day for business.
Let's go to Peter Aronson, who is also with the marchers. He's in downtown Seattle. And Peter, exactly where are you right now?
Hi, guy. I'm on 4th between Pine and Stewart. And it seems that the Union March has split into at least two separate factions. Originally, it was scheduled to go downtown in the direction of the WTO at the convention center. And it's not clear whether they just wanted to avoid the disturbances in the area or whether the union leaders didn't want to antagonize police and city officials. But the officials have headed back towards Seattle Center and are doing a sit-in there. Many others have headed down toward downtown Seattle, regardless of what their marshals were telling them to do.
Just say no to the WTO! Just say no to the WTO! Just say no to the WTO!
It's 4:33. Good afternoon. I'm Guy Nelson. Some people involved in the anti-WTO protest have been vandalizing downtown Seattle. Police say they assaulted delegates to the trade talks, broke windows, spray-painted graffiti, and flattened tires. At least 4 police cars have been disabled. We'll go live now to KUOW's Kathy Ducham, who is in downtown Seattle at the corner of 4th and Pike. Hello, Kathy.
As I can, but the smell of the noxious gas is in the air. It's burning my eyes. I think you just heard that. That was a grenade thrown, just an audio grenade by the police at about 6 and Pike. The police are moving down Pike to try to dissipate the crowd. There are hundreds of protesters moving toward me. I'm standing in the middle of the intersection at 4th and Pike. There's still a group of about 50 protesters intersection sitting on the ground facing a police line of police and riot here, but it appears Seattle police are moving in to aggressively move the protesters out of downtown.
Meanwhile, WTO Director General Mike Moore says Seattle today has witnessed a sad day, but that the trade summit will go forward as planned. This morning, thousands of protesters blocked delegates from reaching the Paramount Theater for the official opening ceremony. It was eventually canceled. Moore spoke to reporters and deplored the sporadic mayhem of the downtown streets and implied it was counterproductive to the work of the official representatives.
Over 100 ministers in this city who want to engage on behalf of their people. And for those who argue we should stop our work, tell that to the poor people in South Africa. Tell that to those who are marginalized.
Hell no, WTO! Hell no, WTO! Hell no, WTO!
And we have KUW's Peter Aronson on the line right now as well. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Guy. The mayor, the governor, King County Executive Ron Sims, and Police Chief Norm Stamper have just come out of a press conference. The mayor announced that he has declared a state of emergency in the city of Seattle. He is imposing a curfew from 7 p.m. till tomorrow morning, and that applies to the downtown area. The governor will be calling in tomorrow morning members of the Washington National Guard. They will not be armed, but they are trained in crowd control, and they'll be there to support the police. In addition, they'll be bringing in 300 additional officers from the Washington State Patrol, people who are on vacation or off duty, to do whatever they need to do to assure that there is not another day like today.
This is what democracy looks like.
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 While most of the protests in downtown Seattle today were peaceful, others were more confrontational. Police clashed with demonstrators at 6th Avenue between University and Pike, a key intersection the delegates used to enter the convention center. KUOW's Orlando de Guzman was there while police arrested 11 protesters.
Your attention. This is the Seattle Police Department. I voluntarily ask for your cooperation in moving at least 40 feet to the north on 6th Avenue.
Police are now telling the crowd to move back.
The chemical agent may be used.
The crowd is not moving back. They've sat down on the pavement. They're holding their ground. Police are saying they're going to use chemical spray, chemical agents, if they don't move. Police are now moving in. They've put on their gas masks. They're moving toward the crowd. They've given the thumbs up signal. The crowd continues. They're sitting down. They're continuing to sit down on the pavement. They're not moving. A lot of tension. They've released tear gas. Police are now moving in. There's smoke in the street. A lot of confusion. The crowd is starting to move back. There's a thick cloud of smoke in front of me.
That's KUW's Orlando de Guzman. Earlier today, downtown, police had cleared the demonstrators gathered in front of the Sheraton Hotel while tear gas engulfed the crowd at 6th Avenue. Police say they did not fire rubber pellets at protesters today, but there were black rubber pellets littering the street. And police were also using stun grenades earlier to disperse the crowd. As Seattle became a flurry of protesters and riot police, many people still tried to go about their day. David McMullen had to maneuver through three barricades of demonstrators on his way to work, and he balked at the sight of one protester carrying a tray of lattes.
If they want to protest, that's their thing. But, you know, now that the whole downtown is shut down and I can't find a taxi or I can't go down to First and find a bus to get where I need to go, it kind of sucks for that people like me, you know?
Let's go to downtown Seattle now, live with KUW's Steve Scher, who is on the streets and will tell us what things look like. Hi, Steve. Well, what do you see, Steve?
I am at Old Navy in Nordstrom's, where about, I don't know, 500 people are standing around. Some are sitting. They say they're going to wait to see what happens at 7 o'clock and what it means when the National Guard comes in. Every once in a while, somebody will run up to the police, and here is the announcement from the police. That's the crowd responding. Some people are getting up, some people are booing. We'll see what happens in the next few minutes.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's KUW Steve Scher from downtown Seattle, keeping an eye on what is happening there as police are trying to clear the area. We'll go next to reporter Orlando de Guzman, who is also downtown. And Orlando, what is your vantage point?
I'm here at the corner of 6th and Stewart. I'm in the middle of the intersection here. Protesters, there's about 100 of them or more. They have trapped a dump truck here in the middle of the road. Here, what you heard was a dumpster that they just dragged into the middle of the road. The police are about a block away from here. They've been firing tear gas. They've been firing stun grenades, and they haven't moved in yet. Police have been trying to regain 6th Avenue here block by block, but protesters have been moving back in and antagonizing the police. Now the protesters are here at the corner of 6th and Stewart. They've gathered here. As I said, there's a dump truck. You can probably hear the sound of the dump truck. It's stranded. And I just heard some sound of some window smashing, and people seem very angry. The crowd seems pretty uncontrolled, and the situation seems to be escalating.
Now, yes, Orlando, you were downtown all afternoon, and how does what you see right now compare in the level of violence?
Hold on.
Yes.
Noel said, what's up?
Okay.
Noel
hold on. Please get away. Get away from me. Hello?
Orlando?
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. The situation right now looks a lot more uncontrolled and a lot more tense. There's a very large space between protesters and the police. It's about a block distance, and unlike the protest earlier, where police and the demonstrators were face to face, here there's at least a block space between them. They're keeping their distance. So I think I have to go now.
Yes, I think you should put a little more distance between yourself and what's happening there, Orlando. Again, the curfew is starting at 7 o'clock this evening in the downtown area, which is the area.
As the sun fell, so did flashbang grenades and tear gas over hundreds of protesters. After more than 10 hours of sit-ins, standoffs, and human barricades, it was clear Seattle police had orders to clear out downtown.
If you need water for your eyes, come here. If you have water, come here.
Keep your head back.
It took police dressed in gas masks and riot gear about a half hour to herd hundreds of protesters down Pike Street to First Avenue. But many protesters say the shutdown strategy will backfire.
This is going to make people more enraged than ever. You can believe that. This will never end now. Never. What they're trying to do to us and what those gendarmes against the people are trying to do is criminal beyond belief. That's my feeling. And it's not going to end, it's going to grow! It's going to grow and multiply!
It's not clear how many protesters will be back on the streets of Seattle this morning, but it is clear patience is wearing thin on all sides. Jim Reynolds collided with protesters as he walked down 3rd Avenue to pay a bill.
This protest is not going to change anything. The rich control the world. They've always controlled the world. It's working people. They're going to have to work.
Including yourself.
Yeah, and this is just causing more problems. And Mayor Schell was stupid. He should have had the guards here. He should call them out earlier.
National Guard troops will be on the streets of Seattle this morning as delegates of the World Trade Organization try once more to set the agenda for global trade. I'm Kathy Duchamp, KUOW, 94.9 Public Radio.
You've been listening to KUOW's coverage of the World Trade Organization meeting in Seattle from November 30th, 1999. You heard Ken Vincent, Sam Eaton, Jason Parr, Steve Scher, Orlando de Guzman, Guy Nelson, Peter Aronson, and Kathy Duchamp. That coverage won a National Headliner Award for breaking news. The battle in Seattle marked the beginning of a worldwide movement against increasing trade. There were major demonstrations at subsequent trade meetings, but taking a lesson from Seattle, police kept demonstrators far away from those meetings. Echoes of the anti-trade movement that began here are heard today in Great Britain's vote on June 23, 2016, to exit the European Union and Donald Trump's election to the U.S. presidency on a strong anti-trade agreement agenda. I'm Ross Reynolds.